seaside temptress. Just lie back and listen to my voice. Sink down into the soft, smooth cushions of your chair or under the comfortable, soothing blankets of your bed and simply listen to my voice. You like listening to my voice, and I like watching you slip down so quietly under the power of my spinning crystal as my words trace a circle around in your mind, as my voice spins rings around your thoughts. It's so easy to listen to my voice and find your thoughts simply floating away like little, tiny, dandelion seeds. They float away, carried away by the wind. Each seed is one of your worries. Worries about money, worries about your family. Tiny, little, white seeds. Fluffy and light. Your girlfriend or your wife. Watch the dandelion. Watch the little seeds wiggle and jiggle in the breeze. They catch the air one by one and simply float away. They simply rise up into the air and float away. You don't need to worry about them right now. They will take care of themselves for a little while. Those seeds will plant themselves somewhere. You'll be able to find them again when they take root. But right now, they blow away on the wind. You cannot keep them. You don't want to keep them. You just want to listen to my voice. You just want to listen to the waves. The ocean waves rushing in and rushing out. So steadily, so quietly, making you so sleepy. Waves rushing in and rushing out. Feel Mistress Daisy's voice caress your ears like long fingers caressing the edge of a seashell. Circle around and around and around. Taking away all the stress, taking away all the tension in your body. Feel your arms and chest relax, sinking into the beach towel on the warm, dry sand. Feel them tingle and go limp, and then your hips and your legs. So relaxed and loose, sinking into the sand, while you listen to the waves and watch the women. I know the real reason why you come here every day, down to the beach. It's to admire all of the women, the young, beautiful women, all of us little Lolitas, just barely legal, with our firm, smooth bodies, all tanned, in our tight little bikinis. Oh yes, you stand up there on the boardwalk and look down on the sandy beach, looking at us lying on our towels, smooth, soft skin. Maybe one of us lying on her tummy, with her bra strap unhooked. You love the look of a woman's back, don't you? All smooth, rounded, and soft. Her ass like two round balloons. You could stay here, stand here, all day long, watching the girls, feeling the warm breeze blowing on your face, riffling your hair, whistling in your ears. Watch us playing volleyball, pounding the ball back and forth over a net, while we jump and our firm bodies wiggle and jiggle in the hot sunlight. You stare at us, simply lying in the sun, soaking up those rays, smelling the aroma of warm coconut oil over the rank scent of seaweed. And you especially like to watch us walk when one of us goes for a soft drink or to the beach shower to wash the sand off her smooth, shiny skin. Oh, yes, you love the gentle sway of a woman's hips, like palm trees in the warm summer breeze, and the way her firm breasts jiggle with every step. Your eyes gaze around from one woman to another, hidden by your sunglasses. Nobody knows where you are looking. Nobody knows you're staring at one girl's pair of round, perky breasts, or another girl's smooth, soft ass, or a girl's long, firm legs. Of course they don't. Of course not. But there's something about me that catches your attention. Something that makes you stare and remain fixated on my long, blonde hair, on my gorgeous round bottom. Yes, even down in the dark valley between my shiny, oiled breasts. And you simply cannot understand why you cannot look away. Yes, it's me, Mistress Daisy. I'm wearing a tiny purple bikini that shows off my smooth, round curves, my soft, creamy thighs. And I'm lying on my side, reading a magazine, playing with a little crystal pendant on a gold chain, spinning it around in a circle, just in front of my breasts. You watch the pendant spinning around and around and around, and your gaze is caught by the blue-white crystal, the color of water, gleaming in the sunlight, the hot, glaring sunlight. It's so bright you have to squint, even in your sunglasses, squinting at my pendant, at my long blonde hair, so shiny and bright in the hot sunshine. It makes your eyes feel so tired, but you don't want to close your eyes. You watch me listening to my music, little earbuds in my ears, bobbing my head and wiggling with the beat, doing little dance moves, even as I lie there on my beach towel reading and swinging that crystal around and around. And even as you stare at me sideways, pretending to look at something else, facing a lifeguard tower or a volleyball net, you realize that I am looking back at you. Yes, I've been watching you. Come here. Look at me as I lift one hand from my magazine and crook my finger, beckoning you to come closer. That's right. Come here. Come closer. Sit right here on the hot sand next to my towel. Yes, it burns a little, doesn't it? But that's okay. It'll just toast your buns a little and then cool down. It's worth it to get close to me. Close up, you can see that I have little gold rings on my fingers, a shiny gold charm bracelet, a tiny gold ankle chain. Seeing those little touches of jewelry on me makes you feel horny. You like my crystal? Sometimes I wear it as a necklace, but I like to hold the chain and spin it around in a little circle. Watch it spin. Watch it catch the sunlight as it spins, just like my blonde hair catches the sunlight, sunny light spinning in a circle. But oh, I'm going to put the crystal down for now. I'm just going to set it down on my towel because I need to spread a little more sunscreen on my smooth golden skin. Oh, you'd like to help, wouldn't you? But you're just going to sit there and watch me do it. That's right. Right now you get to watch, but don't get to touch. Not yet. But I'll let you help. Yes, you can unscrew the little yellow cap from the brown plastic bottle and squeeze the white lotion into my palm, smelling the coconut oil and the vanilla. Now watch as I glide my hands over my smooth golden thighs and my shins. Squeeze a little more into my palm. Watch my hands slide over my tummy and up my shoulders. Squeeze a little more so I can rub some on the tops of my big round breasts. Now say thank you, Daisy. Yes, it's a very great privilege to be able to gaze at me while I spread this silky white lotion over my body. Oh, look, my feet are looking a little pink. Why don't you remind me to put some sunscreen on my feet? I'll just have to do it now. Squeeze some on the tips of my fingers so I can spread the lotion down from my ankles, between all my toes, up my smooth, sexy insteps. Would you like to kiss my feet? Go ahead, kiss the left one. Oh, you've got little blobs of white sunscreen all over your lips. Well, maybe it'll be good for you. It'll keep your lips nice and soft, just like mine. But I think, after all, I've had enough sun for today. Yes, I'm going to leave. You can come with me if you'd like. Oh, it's not far. I live right there, in the beach house at the top of that hill. Stay right where you are, sitting on the sand, while I stand up. While I stand and stretch and let you stare at my legs, at my soft, smooth thighs. Watch as I drop that crystal down from my hand and gently swing it around in a little circle right in front of my breasts. Around and around and around. Watch the crystal as it reflects the purple color of my swimsuit into your eyes, around, as the sunlight makes your eyes feel so dry, so tired. You want to let them close. You just want to let your eyes close. So restful, so peaceful. Sitting at Daisy's feet and going to sleep. Going to sleep and staring at my smooth, tan skin. You always needed to go to sleep. When you look at me, when I swing my shiny crystal pendant around in a circle, tiny circles for now, tiny circles, you want to be a deer, don't you? And pick up all my things and carry them back for me. Carry my radio and my fashion magazine, and my towel, my little bag full of beach things. Oh, not my thongs. Not my bright pink thongs. You want me to wear those, don't you? You don't want Daisy's feet to get too hot? Oh, on the dry, burning sand? Of course not. You want me to feel comfortable? Pick up everything else while I slip those thongs on my smooth, pretty feet. Yes, all that stuff is a little heavy, but you can do it. I know you can. Watch my crystal spin in a little circle. You want to do this for Daisy. Little circle, you want to please me. Follow me across the hot, soft sand. Your bare feet sink into it, down to your ankles, and the soles of your feet feel so hot. Yes, it hurts, and you are so glad I'm wearing my thongs. Yes, it doesn't hurt my feet at all. It makes your cock hard to know that I'm comfortable. Now, up to the wooden staircase. Follow me. Up the steps. One by one by one. As you follow me. As you follow me carrying all those big, bulky things. Good boy. Step by step by step. Following me up the stairs. You're below me, so all you can see is my feet and the flip-flops, the backs of my legs. So close you could touch me. And looking up, all you can see is my soft, round ass, all wrapped tight in my purple bikini bottom. So smooth, so perfect. Your cock is getting harder and harder while you gaze upward. Fantasies of touching me, of caressing me, grow in your head. They grow strong and your cock grows harder. Even as you climb, even as you sink into a deeper and deeper trance. Climbing up those steps, one by one, only 6 more steps. Feel yourself losing consciousness and shifting all of my things in your arms so you can carry them better, so you can lift them and please me deeper and deeper. 5 more steps. Soon you will reach the top where you can be with me. 4 more steps. You can see the beach house just behind me, just beyond my soft, round ass. 3 more steps. So sleepy. Your arms and legs feel so heavy, as you can barely lift them. You can barely remember why you're climbing these tall wooden steps, bleached white by the sun. 2 steps. Why do you keep trying to remember, when you already gave up trying to resist my every command? 1 step. So tired. You are almost asleep but still following me. Lift your leg over the edge of the step and pull yourself upward. Just a little farther to go, where you can sink down. Just a little farther to my beach house, where you can relax. Good boy. Bring all of Daisy's beach stuff and set it up here on the front porch. With a big wooden panel swing, feel your eyes growing dark. Feel yourself going deeper and deeper asleep. So heavy. Set your burden down, my little slave. And let yourself drop down onto the hard wooden porch. Oh, you are Mistress Daisy's slave. Nobody else would carry so much stuff up all those old rickety stairs. Oh, I'm not going inside just yet. I like to sit on the porch and enjoy the late afternoon breeze. You can just kneel here at my feet and go to sleep, while I take a seat in the wooden swing and enjoy the cool breeze of the late afternoon, swinging back and forth, back and forth, so gently. You can hear the creak of the chains that attach my swing to the top of the porch, back and forth. Yes, I believe the noise is helping you wake up. Slowly awakening from your deep trance, kneeling at my feet while I swing back and forth. You might just be awake enough to wonder how a young girl like me can afford a beach house. It's so pretty, bright blue with white trim. Up here at the top of the hill, prime real estate. Well, it's because of men like you. You want to see me pampered and spoiled. You want to see me comfortable. You're part of my little circle. Yes, you love to please Miss Daisy. You do love to please me, don't you? Look, my feet are all covered with sand. Would you like to brush the sand off for me? Take hold of my flip-flops and pull them off. First the left one, then the right. Shake them out over the edge of the porch. Get the sand off them. Now set them aside by the front door and reach up to my feet, dangling from the swing. Look how smooth and beautiful they are. I want you to caress my feet. That's right. Rub your thumbs and fingers over my toes, brushing off the sand between my toes, and slide up to my ankles. Brush my feet, clean them with your hands, while you kneel on the porch in front of me, the hard wooden planks digging into your knees. You can feel the gritty sand on your fingers, but my feet are all nice and clean. You've done a very good job. So I'm going to give you a treat. Watch my shiny crystal pendant as I hold the chain in my hand and trail that crystal over my skin, up my soft thighs. Wouldn't you like to caress my legs? Look at my legs, so smooth and tanned. Touching them would be like caressing smooth, warm silk. But you're not allowed to touch me right now. Put your hands down at your sides and just watch as I pull the crystal up over my tummy and circle around and around my navel and then down to the top edge of my bikini bottom, sliding that pendant back and forth over the royal purple cloth. You can see the outline of my pussy lips in the cloth, and it gets you so hot. You feel like your face is on fire, so warm and flushed. Watch, and with my other hand, see me pull the top edge of the bikini away from my skin, just a little, so I can let that crystal slide down inside. You can just imagine what the crystal is doing, sliding over my pussy. I'm all smooth and soft down there. Oh yes. Watch me slide it up and down inside my swimsuit. And then I pull the crystal out and hold it in front of your eyes, swinging around in a little circle again. You can smell my pussy, can't you? Take a slow, deep breath and feel your cock harden again as you watch my crystal spin around and around at the end of a chain in a little circle, catching the light of the afternoon sun and making a little circle of light in front of your eyes. Watch my crystal as I swing it around in a circle, as I swing it around in bigger and bigger circles. You can't look away. You can only stare at the swinging crystal, stare at the big circle of light as you feel yourself dropping, as you feel yourself dropping deeper and deeper into a trance, watching my circle and dropping deeper, like you're sinking into the floor, like you're sinking through the porch, down into the earth. Sinking and watching my crystal spin in a circle of bright light. You feel yourself dropping down as if you're sinking into a well in the ground. It makes you so horny. It makes your cock so hard. And you find yourself looking up at my crystal as you drop further and further and further into the well. Further and further down below me. You are far below me, looking up at my spinning crystal and my bright circle of light. And as you look up, as you sink, you find a circle of light going higher and higher overhead, changing from a circle seen from the side to one seen from far below. You are sinking into my well, looking up at my spinning circle of light as you sink further and further down, deep down into my well, deep down below me. The air is cool down there and damp. Look up at my circle. It's straight overhead now, a bright spinning circle of light far above you. As you look up from the bottom of the well, deeper and deeper down, your cock stiff and pulsing, circle of light far overhead, circle of light, Daisy Circle, Mistress Daisy Circle, and you love it down here, deep, deep down at the bottom of the well, and I am far above you. You love it because when you see me swing my crystal in a circle, you want to do something for me. You want to send me a gift. You want to send me money. You want to make me feel like the pampered and well cared for goddess that I am. When I swing my crystal in tiny circles, you want to send me a little money, just to make me feel good. And when I swing it in a bigger circle, you want to send me a lot of money. You want to spoil me. And you find it so exciting. You find it so arousing. Because my voice makes you so horny. The moment you hear me speak, you find your cock growing hard. You want to touch yourself. Go ahead and touch. Rub your cock with your hands while you listen to me, Mistress Daisy's little stroker. Yes, you find yourself masturbating every time you listen to my MP3s, caressing your own skin as you wish you could caress me, stroking slowly at first, then faster and faster, pushing yourself to a nice creamy orgasm. Oh, but you can't come yet. Not yet. You need to do something for me first. Watch my crystal and go deeper. Watch my pretty spinning circle of light and go deeper, deeper into a trance. So sleepy, you can't even move. So sleepy, you can't even think. Down at the bottom of the well, looking up at my circle, looking up at Mistress Daisy. Circle is a very powerful word for you. My circle of light is very, very powerful. As soon as I say circle, you start rubbing your cock. You're not going to be able to come until you send me a tribute, a gift, something to please me, to spoil me. You just have to keep stroking, looking up at me, gazing at my circle, intensely aware of all the circles around you. Big circles, little circles, the top of a glass, the rim of a coffee cup, a clock face, or a CD. Circles. Everywhere you see circles. And every time you see a circle, you want to think about sending me money. The circle reminds you that you need to tribute Daisy. Need to tribute Daisy. Say it while you touch yourself. I need to tribute Daisy. That's right. How long has it been since you sent me a gift? Did you send me enough? Circle. You need to send more. Tires on cars are circles. The full moon is a circle. The moon reminds you that you need to see me in the finest clothes. Gold necklaces and diamond earrings. Circle. Dinner plates are circles. You want me to dine at the finest restaurants. You need to pay the rent on my beach house. Circle. You need to tribute Daisy. And come. Even when you surf the internet looking at porn. I know you do it. You look at all those gorgeous women, and every time you look at a woman's breasts and see her big, round areolas, you realize they are circles. You need to tribute Daisy. You just can't stop thinking about me and pampering me. You love to spoil me. Circles. Makes you want to send me to spend a day at the spa, getting a long, sensuous massage and relaxing. You want to see me on my website so you can look at my pictures, so you can stroke yourself and see me wearing all the pretty things you have bought me. You like my crystal pendant. Yes, you love it. Spinning around and around in a circle. You paid for it. Yes, you'd like to pay again just to look at it. To watch me swing it around in a slow, shiny circle of light. Around and around. A bigger circle, around and around and around. Yes, you listen to this MP3 over and over again, and every time you drop deeper and deeper into my well, and you look up at my circle, at my bright, spinning circle of light, and you see me through that circle, you see my smooth, sexy, tan body. You hear my voice echoing down to you, deep in that well, and you look to see if I'm wearing something new. A new gold bracelet, or a new jeweled ring on my finger. Beautiful new shoes, or sexy lingerie. And if you have given me a gift, if you have sent me something, you can feel it. The pressure, the delightful hot pressure between your legs. The tingling at the back of your neck as you thrust your hips forward, as you rub your cock faster and faster, trying to hold back, trying to hold back, because you know that only if you have sent me a gift, only if you have pleased your Mistress Daisy, you don't have to hold back. You can come, come, come. Yes, squirt that hot cum out all over your hands, all over the bottom of the well. You know this well is right underneath Daisy's beach house, and you want to come back here again and again and again. Because when you're down here, when you're down at the bottom of my well, you get to look up at me and see me wearing all the pretty things you have bought me. Look up at the circle, my bright spinning circle of light, and see me smile. Circle only works when I say it, when I write it to you, when I send you a text on your cell. Circle only works for Mistress Daisy. Say it. You're already horny again. Circle makes you so horny, and you want to tribute to Daisy again. Yes. You want to be a good little boy. You want to give me everything I want and desire. Feel yourself rising up out of the well, so slowly, kneeling again on the porch at my feet, Look at my shiny crystal pendant, dangling just inches in front of your face. Lean forward and kiss it. You can smell my scent on it and taste me on your lips. Circle your tongue around over your lips and taste me. Now, what do you need to do? On the count of three, you will awaken, alert, and completely refreshed. One, becoming aware of your surroundings. Two, taking a deep breath. And three, wide awake. Is your cock hard again, my sweet? You know what you need to do.